This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. During his in-flight press conference on his return from Sweden, Pope Francis spoke on Tuesday about a range of topics. These included welcoming refugees, female priests, relations with the charismatic movements, his talks with Venezuela's president, secularization, his upcoming journeys abroad, and human trafficking. In his traditional press conference with journalists travelling with him on the plane back to Rome, the Pope was asked first what is his message to those European countries who fear the arrival of refugees, and for Sweden, traditionally a country that has been more welcoming to refugees and migrants than many others, but which of late has started to close its borders. Stressing that we cannot close our hearts to refugees, in his reply, the Pope praised Sweden's example of hospitality towards refugees. At the same time, he said it was very important for any country accepting refugees or migrants to make sure they also take steps to ensure that they are properly integrated into their host nations, warning this is a process that takes time. Asked next how realistic it would be to foresee women priests in the Catholic Church in the coming decades, and if not, why not? The Pope said the last word on this issue was clear and had been given by St. John Paul II, and this stands. At the same time, he stressed that the Church itself is feminine and Mary is more important than the Apostles in terms of the theology and mysticism of the Church on the day of the Pentecost. The Church, he explained, has its Petrine dimension and its Marian dimension, and said it could not exist without this female dimension. The request for the Vatican to mediate in the crisis in Venezuela between President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition was another question put to the Pope, who confirmed in his reply that the Holy See had been asked to mediate in the ongoing dispute in that country and stressed that dialogue is the only way out of this crisis. Asked next about the phenomenon of secularisation, especially in France, and whether it is inevitable, Pope Francis said he believed that this arises when the faith becomes lukewarm and noted that secularisation is very strong in many cultures. He also warned about the effects of spiritual worldliness, saying when it enters into the church, this is the worst thing that can happen to it. The final question put to the Pope was about the scourge of human trafficking, which was the subject of a recent conference held by the Santa Marta Group in the Vatican. In his reply, Pope Francis spoke about how moved he was when he saw at first hand the suffering of those who were the victims of human trafficking whilst he was living in Buenos Aires. But he also praised the work done by many volunteer groups in Italy to combat this scourge. Speaking about his plans for overseas journeys next year, the Pope said it was almost certain he would be going to India and Bangladesh, but there were no firm plans yet. I'm Susie Hodges.